This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
You're on Joy 94.9. Joining me on the line right now is one of Australia's favourite scientists, Dr. Carl. How are we today?
Very well, thank you, Dr. Adam. I'm sitting here in the front of a shop and you can see me on drcarl.com, drkarl.com, sweating away while wearing a gold lamé shirt. What a ridiculous thing.
So you're not only a scientist, but you're a fashionista as well.
Well, I might have failed in the fashionista stakes because you see the front cover of the book is gold. My book is called Science is Golden. So I'm wearing this gold lamé shirt, which has the absorbency of cling wrap, and so therefore it would smell really bad, I guess, by the end of the day, even though I've worn heaps of deodorant, which I stole from my son, as well as a cotton t-shirt. So, but if you look on drkarl.com, drkarl.com, you'll see me getting skinnier by the hour as I go through the day, losing a kilogram every couple of hours of sweat.
So you've written 27 books. Book 28 might be How to Lose Weight. Might be a weight loss book, eh?
I'd like to write one that was different because most of them, it's not that you gain weight, but you, not that you lose weight, but that you gain a way of thinking that gives you something that you can live with for the rest of your life.
Got you. Now, whereabouts is the shop if people want to come down and have a look?
We're down here in Sydney, in George Street, between Market and King, and there'll be book signings going on. I'm signing books in between, and you can look in the window and stare at me. We've got a microphone on the street, and the weird thing is that I've been here from 6 this morning, and I'll be here till 9 o'clock at night, so people will come and go during the day, and they'll come and go, and I'll have been here before they woke up, before they had breakfast. I see them going to work, I'll see them going home, and I'll be still here after they've gone to bed and gone to sleep.
Now, the reason you're doing this crazy thing is you're actually going for a world record today, is that right?
The world record is with the Guinness Book World Records people. It's for the number of radio interviews done by one person in a single calendar day. We're trying to break the record and raise money for Canteen. And the thing about Canteen is it stands for Teenagers with Cancer. And the weird thing I discovered about it when I was working as a doctor in a kids' hospital is that the kids who die of the cancer are not really that worried by it. It's the parents and the family and the friends who are just torn apart by the fact that their 6 or 8 or 15-year-old child died with so much life ahead of them. And it breaks their hearts. And so Canteen exists to help the kids and, wait for it, the family and friends and relatives and help them deal with the fact that something terrible happened to them.
Which is so important, really, because when you think about it, a lot of the time the focus is on the actual victim, but when someone's ill for whatever reason, it affects everyone around them, not just that individual.
That's right, and so I think Canteen's a really good organisation for doing that sort of thing, and we had to go to world record some years ago. We tried to raise a big bag of money for them. We didn't get the world record, but we did send them 10 big ones. Hopefully we'll do both this time.
How many do you need to get the world record?
I don't know, 30, 50, something like that. Basically, at this stage, I'm just a paddle pop stick in the gutter of life on a rainy day. I'm just sitting here in the window. I'm just doing whatever they tell me. The interviews come, I talk, I go away. And then it's on a webcam so that people in England can see that we're actually doing it properly. There's audio going through. There's a movie made of it, a videotape. Hey, they're probably even carving it into stone tablets as well.
Wow, very exciting indeed. Now let's talk a little bit about your book. It's number 27. It's called Science is Golden, and I do love the sparkly gold cover.
Oh, well, it is nice, and it matches my shirt. Yuck.
Now tell me a little bit about the book.
There's a whole bunch of stories in it. They're all easy to read. They're about the length of time of the average male bowel motion, and they deal with a lot of stuff that you thought was true and is totally wrong. Like people say, I was dancing so much, I was sweating like a pig. Well, pigs don't sweat. People think, thanks to the Simpsons and him throwing a green bit of radioactive glowing stuff down his shirt, that radioactivity glows green. No, it doesn't. People think that hyenas are some sort of scavenging, cowardly dog. They're not cowardly, they're not scavenging, they're not a dog, they're actually a cat, and they actually have a society that is really well organised for the females, and it's a matriarchal society, so the lowest ranking female massively outranks the highest ranking male, so it's run by women for women. Big it up for the girls, I say.
Another interesting thing I found about the spotted hyena is that the female's clitoris is often mistaken for a penis.
It is identical to the guy's, you know, the male hyena's penis,
yep.
And wait for it, they have sex through it, and they give birth through it. And in the wild, something like one third of the babies or the mothers die during birth.
And I believe some of the babies also suffocate
on their way out.
In the pseudo-penis.
Yeah. Wow. It's the weirdest thing, and yet it wasn't known until the 1930s when somebody actually went out there and looked at it. And so there's all these myths about these fine animals, and people treat them badly, and it might be actually an anti-matriarchal, anti-female bent in our society that are trying to down the hyena so that we don't think that matriarchy and having women run the show is a good thing.
Oh, wow. Another one of my favourite ones that you covered is when a dog is wagging its tail, it isn't necessarily a good sign.
No, what wagging the tail means that the dog is happy, but he might be happy because he loves you, or he might be happy because he's going to bite the heck out of you. You don't know. But what you do is you look at the tail. The tail is a centre line structure. It's on the centre line of the body of the dog. It's pulled left and right by muscles on the right and left, which are in turn controlled by the brain. So, you're looking at it from the dog's point of view. The dog's tail can wave more to the dog's right or more to the dog's left. It's never equal number of degrees on the right and left. It's more to one side than the other. Now, here's what you remember. If the dog's tail wags more to the dog's right, then it's all right to pat the dog. And if it wags more to the dog's left, then the dog is best left alone.
So if it wags more to the right, then it's all right to pat the dog. If it wags to the left, the dog needs to be left alone.
Yeah, and remember, you're looking at it from the dog's point of view, because the dog is the one with all the teeth.
Yes, I understand. Now, one very last point I do want to double check with you. We're not going to die in 2012, is that right?
Well, some of us might, but not from the end of the world with the Mayan calendar coming to an end in the 21st of December 2012. The world will still go on, and I discuss why in my book. It's just yet another gloom and doom end of the world prediction, and it's just not going to happen.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us today. Good luck with the world record attempt.
Thank you, Adam, for helping us raise some money for Canteen as well.
My absolute pleasure. Everyone, get hold of the book, Science is Golden. I'm a big fan of it, especially because I love my little random bits of trivia and little tidbits, which would be good if you need some random bit of conversation topics. It's full of them, isn't it?
Yeah, and also, remember, they're designed to be the reading time of the average male bowel motion, so they're good as a book for the littlest room in the house.
Perfect. Thank you very much for chatting to us. There you go. That's Dr. Carl. He's going for a world record today, trying to do as many interviews as he can in one day, and he's raising money for Canteen. If you'd like to find out more about his book, you can do. It's a published by HarperCollins. The book is called Science is Golden. Lots of great trivia in there. You're on Joy 94.9, All Natural with Adam Barillet.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.